In the name of God, the most compassionate, the merciful. I thought about kinds of qiyam, and I think they can be classified into various aspects. They can be classified into religious and non-religious, or individual and social. Some examples of qiyam can be uprising of Imam Hussein on Ashura, Iran uprising in Iran's Islamic Revolution, uprising in the Islamic Awakening, Gaza resistance, and uprising of Imam Mahdi. In all of them, there is injustice, and some people stand up and fight against injustice and wrong. And all of these aspects are social. But qiyam can be individual, like uprising in prayer, waking up at night to prayer, which is mentioned in Muzammil Surah. Uprising can be against ourselves. In fact, we are oppressed by our sins, and we can uprise against self-inflicted injustice by the decision to abandon sins and repentance. And also, I think, remember God with tongue can be another kind of qiyam for our tongue. And we can remember God with tongue instead of saying nonsense words. So I think individual uprisings can be a good background to social uprisings, and particularly for uprising of Imam Mahdi. The other kind of qiyam that I prefer to separate from others is uprising of people all around the world in doomsday. That it is mentioned in Mudathir Surah in 8th verse. At the end, 46th verse of Saba Surah is related to what I said. It is considered that uprising is for God and it is individual or social. It says, "Say, I do admonish you on one point, that you do stand up for Allah in pairs and singly, then ponder.